We bid you welcome. Belonging is a universal human need. The need to be loved and protected, to be part of a larger family or social group is deeply rooted in our biology and our psychology. From the moment of our birth, we depend on others to nurture and protect us when we are most vulnerable. Our very identity is shaped by the processes of socialization that occur in our early years as social beings. We learn how to communicate with others, how to interpret what we see and hear, how to behave, how we will fit into the system. Our family and our social network keep us alive and teach us who we are. Our social networks, even our Facebook and Twitter accounts, are a sign of our belonging. The ways we are connected to each other, sharing commitments or activities, being part of the larger web of human community. Families, workplaces, associations, clubs, and churches are all the places we weave the network web, discovering, experimenting, and creating a place to belong. Much of our belonging, especially the networks we choose, follows a principle that social network researchers called homophily. The word literally means love of being alike. We tend to associate with people who resemble us. As one author says, quote, whether it's Hell's Angels, or Jehovah's Witnesses, drug addicts, or coffee drinkers, Democrats or Republicans, stamp collectors or bungee jumpers, the truth is that we seek out those people who share our interests, histories, and dreams. Birds of a feather do flock together, end quote. The belonging in this church, our presence in this beloved community, are real and powerful, and this belonging makes a real difference in our lives. As researcher Peter Block has written, quote, community offers the promise of belonging and calls for us to acknowledge our interdependence. To belong is to act as an investor, owner, and creator of this place. To be welcome, even if we are strangers, as if we came to the right place and are affirmed for that choice. To feel a sense of belonging is important because it will lead us from conversations about safety and comfort to other conversations, such as our relatedness and willingness to provide hospitality and generosity. Hospitality is the welcoming of strangers, and generosity is an offer with no expectation of return. These are two elements that we want to nurture as we work to create, strengthen, and restore our communities. This church and our entire Unitarian Universalist religious movement is based on a principle of authentic belonging, authentic membership, membership freely chosen and freely entered into, coming together as a community where our uniqueness and our searching are honored. And that is what people are seeking when they come through our doors. In a church where membership is freely chosen and entered into, belonging is closely linked to ownership. As Peter Block says, we are investor, owner, and creator. To own something is to name it as my own, so that belonging and ownership imply responsibility, a relationship with obligations that are mutual and reciprocal. The Unitarians and Universalists who have created our churches over the centuries have been deeply committed to ways of faith that do not conform with other established faith traditions, and so they gathered to make a new kind of church. Those founding generations donated money and land and labor in much the same way our churches are supported today. They put up buildings and provided the money to pay ministers and staff. They made decisions to chart the directions of their free churches. They believed that churches as an institution were important, important for the community they provided to their members, important for the principles they promoted, important for the work they did in the world. And they understood that if they did not create and sustain the church, it would not exist. Even so, into the present days, if we do not continue to sustain this church, it will not thrive. And in the worst case, it will not continue to exist. We are all seekers in some way. We all arrive here each time we arrive, seeking a home where we can belong, making a place for ourselves with the need to be accepted by those who have arrived before us. The core responsibility of membership, of ownership, is to sustain the institution and carry out its purposes and to provide a place for the newcomer, welcoming those who are exploring to see if they belong here. The church can thrive into the future only by continuing to welcome those who bring their presence, their skills and talents, their doubts and questions and needs to enrich and enliven this community. I've seen the search begin during the week or on a Sunday when someone takes the risk to come through our door and ask, "What sort of church is this?" When people arrive at this church on that search as seekers, they are asking, "Is this somewhere I can belong? Will the people here be open to me? Will they be the ones to share my religious questions, my doubts, my convictions, my dreams? Are these people who will accept me authentically as I am, not conditioned on my doing or saying the right things, not as I ought to be, but as I am, not conditioned on loving the right person or wearing the right clothes? Can I be myself here, who I really am?" And on the other side of this new relationship of belonging, what does the church ask of those who seek to become members? Well, first, we ask that you accept the premises of our Unitarian Universalist faith, the principles and sources. The principles articulate the core values of this faith tradition, from the first principle, honoring human worth and dignity, to the seventh, respecting the interdependent web of all existence. The renewal of those principles is now underway, incorporating our emerging understandings of what it means to be a UU in our time. This is happening across Unitarian Universalism as we strengthen the focus on our faith commitment to dismantle systems of supremacy, racism, and oppression in ourselves, in our society. The sources articulate the open weave of our theology as we honor the diversity of our beliefs about the essential and universal nature of things. In UU gatherings, you will often find a Christian sitting by an atheist, an agnostic consorting with a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Zoroastrian. We honor the Jewish and Christian traditions from which our faith emerged, and we enfold and honor all faith traditions. We do not believe there is a single truth with a capital T, rather that we are all seekers, all on our own pathways of understanding. That reflects our commitment to the fourth principle, to engage a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. That internal alignment with the basic premises of our covenantal identity as Unitarian Universalists come first. So for those considering membership and for those who are already members wanting to better understand this remarkable faith tradition, I teach a class that we're now calling Getting to Know UU, in which we explore the history, theology, and practices that have shaped Unitarian Universalism over the centuries. That class will be offered, as Carol said, on three Saturday mornings this month, starting on October 15th, and the registration link is in Newsgram. All are welcome to join in to discover how this faith tradition fits who you are. Alignment comes first. Then second is commitment. Our UU churches are member-based. They are created and sustained by their members, and legally they are democratically organized, independent, self-supporting nonprofit institutions. So when you join a UU church, you become an owner. The core responsibility of membership, of ownership, is to sustain the institution and carry out its purposes, to participate in the decisions and commitments we make together, to live into the creation of beloved community, and to provide a place for the newcomer, welcoming those who are exploring to see whether they belong here. This church can thrive into the future only by continuing to welcome those who bring their presence, their skills, and talents. And so it is a joy and a blessing to welcome this group of relatively new members into membership today. Right along with alignment, ownership is central to who we are. And woven throughout every aspect of our belonging here is the joy of connection. In community, we celebrate together our progress throughout life, our successes and challenges, and the joyful events that lift our spirits. In community, we share the burdens, the losses, and sorrows as we support each other through the hard times. In community, we gather to explore, to learn, to deliberate, and consider. Our members and friends gather in many ways: fellowship groups, everyday spiritual practice, books, deep consideration of philosophy and belief, games, service to the community, ritual and sacred practice. There are so many ways to connect here, even as we continue to keep ourselves and each other safe and healthy. The joy of connection sustains us, deepening the joys of being together. Alignment, ownership, and connection are the basics of membership in this UU Church. The distinction between just attending and being a member for new folks might be a bit blurry. So to help with that understanding, I sometimes describe the church as a generous fountain in a public square. There are those who choose to build and maintain the fountain. Those are the members. They commit to sustaining the community. Even while the fountain is public and available to all, the members understand that it requires constant attention and investment to keep it in good repair. And they who choose to become members have accepted the rights and responsibilities of building and maintaining the fountain. They commit not only to attend the church and name it as their religious community, but to become part of the team, bringing their time, talent, and treasure to the ongoing creation of the church. The church is now in the process of renewing and revitalizing the relational covenant that binds us in beloved community, so that we are prepared to move into a resilient and resourceful future. All members and friends are welcome and encouraged to be part of the Creating Covenant process, which continues at noon today, right downstairs in Fellowship Hall. And there are 4 additional opportunities over the next 2 weeks, and then we will make more opportunities. If you're not available for these, you can register for the link in Newsgram or just show up to be part of this co-creation of belonging. In these complex times, now more than ever, we need relationships that support us, covenantal relationships. We need connection. We need fundamentally to belong. A few minutes ago, we made promises as we welcomed those most recently joining this Unitarian Universalist Church in Cherry Hill. Our Director of Lifespan Faith Engagement promised to engage fully with members of the congregation. The president of your Board of Trustees promised to hold your needs and the needs of the congregation as the highest priority and in the most sacred trust. And as your minister, I promise to honor this congregation's trust, to protect the liberal religious traditions that have enabled it to flourish, to minister to all in times of need, and to serve in a way that reflects and promotes the church's values and to speak the truth in love. To return to the metaphor of the fountain, all are welcome to partake of the gifts of community here, even if you're not yet ready to make the commitment of membership. Some may not be ready to take on the role of owners, even though they feel this is their faith community, and you may choose to participate here in any way you wish. And there are even some who just show up on Sunday mornings or Zoom in from wherever they are, nourishing their spirits from the fountain. There is room here for all ways of being in community, and we welcome everyone from the fountain keepers to the occasional visitor. But what difference does membership make? If I can come to church and get what I need, why would anyone make the commitment to membership? Why is belonging important? Belonging is important because humans are designed for relationship, designed for belonging, and the church can be a powerful and supportive choice to fill that deep human need. A church can be an institution worth supporting with our time, our talent, and our treasure, more than just a place to come and listen to a sermon and some great music on Sunday, but also a powerful way to be connected and to promote our shared commitments in the world. Belonging to a community of faith is a statement of commitment to the power and possibility of human life, of human love, and to the prospects for a world of greater peace and justice for all. Your ownership of this community contributes to making it strong and resilient, open to the seeker, welcoming those who are seeking to be part of the work we do together. And as a church, may all feel welcome here, and may we always go forward in the power of peace, faith, and love. So may it be. So we had chosen the closing hymn for today, number 347 in the hymnal and on the back of your order of service, Gather the Spirit, even as we knew that the composer of that music, Jim Scott, was going to be here last night. So we got to sing it last night with Jim Scott, and he talked about some new verses, but we're not going to try those. But it's fun to be singing it again today, knowing that we had Jim here last night. So now join in, Gather the Spirit.